The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. For the first time in the history of the United States, people who identify as Christians are less than 50% of the population. Think about that, everyone. Less than 50% of the population in the United States are now Christians. There's a new religion, and that new religion is secularism. This new religion, just like Christianity's goal, is to redeem the world. But here's the difference between the two. Secularism believes that the world can be redeemed without mercy. And you've seen it. It's all around us. You're a sinner, you're canceled. Your beliefs are not in conformity with mine, you're canceled. You belong to that race, you are canceled. The bottom line is that secularism believes that if we get rid of all the wrong people, this world will be redeemed. Now, there is nothing new about people canceling other people. Cain tried to cancel his brother Abel, and evil itself tried to cancel Jesus Christ. But we know how that turned out. You cannot cancel God. But get this. God, just like the secularists, cancels in a big, big way. God cancels our sins. That's the only thing that he cancels. And he did it on the cross. Plus, he did it right after he rose from the dead. Jesus appeared to his apostles right after he rose from the dead. Now, you got to remember, these are the apostles that abandoned Jesus when he was crucified. They all abandoned him. Did Jesus take revenge on these apostles? No. Did he cancel them? No. He did the very opposite. What did he say to them? "Peace be with you." He forgave them. He canceled their sins. And God continues to cancel our sins up to this day, right back there in the sacrament of reconciliation. That is how the world will be redeemed. Not through secularism, not through canceling anyone, not through pitting one group against another group. The world is redeemed in and through Jesus' victory over sin, evil, and death. Aren't you glad God is merciful? I am. Thank God for his divine mercy.